Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is
Happy
a scary
Wednesday.
Song.
Where did you come up with this? What? Where did this?
We know where he gets these things from.
I want to hear him say it. Why are you laughing? You're just laughing at us.
Well,
that's
yeah,
a good way
through
to start.
The magic of, you know, the internet. That's yeah. where I got
that's
it.
That's where you got it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Through the magic of elections yesterday, boy, that was an interesting turnout here for a couple of things. I'll be honest. I want to talk about the independence 4-day school week first. I did not expect that to pass, but it did. Voter turnout, not amazing, but that's pretty common for these off elections that don't have any national races on them. So independence keeps the 4-day school week. The vote was 62% to 38%. It was 9% of the population of independence. I don't know what some of those are kids. I mean, I don't know what percent of the population is registered voters,
but it's usually,
so it might be a little higher than that, but
it's usually 40 to 50% of the population of any given area are registered voters,
right?
Or at least voter eligible.
Yeah,
9% when it's your kids' school day, or how many days your kids are going to school is a little bit low, guys.
62 to 38. I am pleasantly surprised at that. I thought because a lot of times you're more likely to go vote. You more likely are passionate against something than in
you're
favor of something.
More likely to vote for something to change.
Correct.
Than you are to keep it the way it's
right.
been.
And yeah. so 62 to 38 is great. Independence is the biggest school district in the state of Missouri by a lot to have a 4-day school week.
Yeah.
To me, that sets the tone for other school districts now doing the same, because that vote passed. I mean, it wasn't close. So the fact that that vote passed by that much also... just to stick it a little bit to lawmakers in Missouri, who a couple of years after this passed in independence, they said, because it's for some reason, the 4-day school week is unpopular politically more with a conservative group. And so they passed that law that said, now the public has to vote on this and approve it every 10 years. And they didn't grandfather in any school district that already had it. So I like that they said, Fine. You want a public vote? We're going to pass the public vote.
And yeah, we're coming out. But enough of them basically said, you know what? Having an actual math teacher that doesn't quit in the middle of the year matters more than my schedule. Matters more than making sure that I have somebody to watch the kid on whatever day I have off, or having to work from home that day, or whatever I've had to do. It matters more that we're keeping good teachers in the school district and drawing good teachers through the school district.
And test scores. It says to me that people listened to the statistics. People listened to the numbers, which is incredible. But they listened to everything about absenteeism being down and all of that, that they believed all of that, and that parents have adjusted.
Yeah.
That change is scary, but in the last couple of years, parents adjusted and they like it better. I'm incredibly impressed. Good for you guys.
And that's not easy.
Yeah.
Like it's tough if you don't have the option of working from home. Like I do on Fridays because of Finn's schedule. So I work from home so I can go pick him up right after the show. It's not easy for parents that don't even have that option. I get it. And for a while when I didn't work here, I didn't have that option and we had to make arrangements. So it sucked, but you know, it wasn't even a 4-day school week. It was just getting out earlier one day.
It also is good for independents because they don't have the money. They don't have Lee Summit money. They don't have Park Hill money to pay teachers more. And they realized that flexibility in a work schedule and quality of life matters to people.
I was literally, I was just about to say that this is their way of saying, we don't have the money. We aren't going to be able, but we can still draw teachers here with the promise of a 4-day week, which
and they
is,
are.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. Now, I'm so happy about it.
And if you don't like it, Lee Summit, then you need to move to 4-day week too.
And we'll see if other school districts now do it. If Independence ends up, this will be so fascinating to watch over the next couple of years. If Independence ends up having like some of the best test scores in the area and some of the best metrics in the area, you'll see more school districts do the same.
As a thought experiment, I'm a little curious why Blue Valley hasn't done this. I mean, obviously it's not at the same state or whatever, but it seems like something, you know, Blue Valley is a pretty progressive district. You would think that they would at least contemplate 4-day school weeks.
I hate that I'm going to say this, but Blue Valley probably already has some of the best teachers in the area because they pay the best.
Fair.
Yeah. And they don't have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't do it anyway. Do it anyway. Then you get even better teachers.
Then you get even better teachers, yeah. And you maintain the teachers you have. You don't have to worry about losing them if other school districts are doing this. And, you know, there might be, I actually know for a fact there's teachers that come from Lee Summit to work there. So, I don't know. It just, because it also, because of the income of people who live in the Blue Valley School District, I think it would be easier for them.
Probably more flexibility.
More
with
flexibility.
Those people's
like
jobs,
either you can afford a babysitter or you have a job that lets you work from home because typically white collar jobs are going to let you do that more than other jobs.
We will be watching this very closely. That'll be very interesting. Mm-hmm. If you wondered if people in Jackson County are still mad about the property tax mess from going back to 2023, if you have any doubt whether people in Jackson County have forgotten about that, no. 88%, it was 88-12, 88% of the, and voter turnout wasn't amazing either, but decided, we want to make the assessor an elected position. 88-12 is how hard that passed.
Yeah,
we're not over it. We have not forgotten.
Well, it's electing an assessor. First of all, I just to pour some cold water on this real quick before I talk about it. What's good about it is it didn't really, it's good. It's a first step towards electing an assessor.
There is more to it than that.
Because
yes,
they
but this
elected
had to happen
the assessor,
first.
Then it has to pass in next year as a, what a
statewide. Now it's a constitutional amendment that has to pass statewide.
It has to pass because there's something about like a county with between 600,000 and 700,000 people, electing an assessor, and then you'll get to elect that person in 2028.
Yeah.
So we're still 3 years away from being able to do it. But at the same time, look, for years, county leaders pretended that the assessments were this technocratic, neutral thing that was just spreadsheets and got to pretend that, you know, suddenly your property values going up wasn't that big of a deal. And it was just numbers on a sheet. And it didn't actually take money out of your checking account at the end of the month. And it didn't affect you long term when it obviously did. Basically telling a bunch of people who weren't making more money, hey, congratulations, you're rich now.
Yeah.
Because your property values are through the roof, according to our new assessments. Voters turned around and said no.
I'll pour a little more cold water on it. I don't know if this is a good thing. What this allows for is it means the public has control over who is in that job a little bit. My only concern about it being elected and not appointed is that what if we don't have anybody qualified that runs for Jackson County Assessor? What if I run for Jackson County Assessor? And I am in no way qualified to have that job, but I'm the only one who runs. Then you have someone absolutely not qualified doing a very important job. And is that worse than having someone appointed who's kind of a buddy of the Jackson County executive?
I feel like yes, because at least you, if you're elected to that position, you have a responsibility to the voters. Whereas if you're just the buddy of the county executive, then you don't necessarily take the heat he does.
Right.
And you don't take responsibility. It's also, honestly, it helps the executive because this is, there's only been one Jackson County executive that's ever been recalled, and it was Frank White over this issue.
Yeah.
So it's going to help any future executive because then they'd be like, hey, you elected them.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my problem. That's them.
And we, I can't even say anymore, well, the problem with them being elected is that you can't fire them. No, we learned that we can fire them. We can do it. It takes 2 years and a lot of money and a lot of effort, but we can get it done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very interesting. So yeah, there's more to that process, but again, 88 to 12 is no joke. So voter turnout, again, just based on county population, about 9%. It's the only reason that people, I mean, when you have a one, there might have been something else a little, but I mean, it was the only reason for people to go yesterday to vote. So at least that many went. Very interesting. Congratulations to the new mayor of KCK. First female mayor in 20 years was elected yesterday.
First black woman to run the unified government.
That's significant also. So congratulations there. Prairie Village keeping their government. The government stays. So they're, again, they should have called this something else, but the
abandoning the government.
Yes.
Full on purge village.
The city mayor having the power that they have, that stays.
Yeah. So that didn't change. And this isn't something that was on the ballot yesterday, but it did break shortly before the results came in for voting, is that the Republicans in Kansas have now blinked on gerrymandering mid-decade, which means, you know, the base is not totally dead inside, I guess.
I'm shocked.
The national GOP, the National Republican Party, the Missouri Republican Party is in full-on just redraw the maps until we win mode. We just need to get these voters and get and can we split this house in half because he's a Republican and she's a Democrat and we need to get him over into the other district. But in Kansas, a few House Republicans quietly refused to sign on to the special session petition that would have redrawn the maps. And that's awesome.
It's good for 2 months, basically. Yeah. The announcement came from House Speaker Dan Hawkins. What it means now, though, is that so that means there's not going to be a special session, which would have been hard anyway. You're coming up on the holidays. People go out of town. That would have been difficult anyway.
Yeah.
But State Senate President Ty Masterson immediately said redistricting will be a top priority early next year, meaning as soon as they reconvene in their regular session in January, lawmakers in Kansas are going to take this up.
The closer you get it to the
next census
election, the next election, the harder it is to do, though. Because the closer you get it, then you get to file lawsuits going, hey, which district am I running in?
Right.
And it's not fair that you set this at a shortened time for me to be able to run. Like, usually this is why you only do it at the beginning of the decade, is so that you have enough time for people to set up where they are in their district and go out and meet their constituents. If you're telling Sharice Davids, we don't know who your constituents are. We have no idea. But, you know, just go out and canvass for everybody. And not to mention anybody running against her. It's really not fair to anybody running. Yeah. And in fact, there were, off the record, some Republicans who said that they worried that it would make the districts more competitive. Because what you do with redistricting is you try to get two Democrats and three Republicans. You split it up so that you're getting more of your favorable. But that doesn't mean that you're going to win. In fact, it's backfired many times. It backfired last time they did it in Kansas. So there's no guarantee that doing this was going to get rid of that congressional seat. And in fact, it might have made the other seats more competitive for Democrats.
So it's yes, the delay is a good and quite frankly, very surprising announcement. I did not see that coming yesterday. So
I don't know. Kansas is weird.
Where do you want to start with how Kansas
even,
is weird?
I don't even know.
How much
even
time
know.
Do you have?
I don't know. But Kansas is weird. I mean, because it seems more conservative, but
but we elect Democrats as governors.
Who's our governor? It's a female Democrat.
And we've had a female Democrat before.
Yep.
So that long ago.
Charisse Davids isn't exactly Joe Manchin.
She's like female Democrats.
A lesbian MMA fighter.
Yes. Yes.
Representing Johnson County. I mean, yeah. And then, you know, there was the abortion thing a couple years ago as well. I mean, I don't know. I think Kansas is just very much a don't mess with me type of state.
We can't get legal weed passed in any form in Kansas.
Oh, but can't buy liquor at the grocery stores. That's never happening.
It was only a few years ago that you were able to, when I first moved here, you couldn't even have liquor sent to your house.
Really?
Like if you went to a brewery or something out of state or a winery, you could not have... You couldn't have it sent to your house because you had to have somebody of age be able to sign for it. So you couldn't even, legal happy hour was not a thing in Kansas until like 10 years ago.
Ugh.
So yeah, it's a weird little
not anymore.
Mix.
I get DoorDash vodka all
as much as you can handle.
As I want.
Yes.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about this. The Kansas City's finally doing something about Family Dollar. They've boarded it up. That's gonna fix it.
That'll do it.
We have people looting this thing. It collapsed. It's very dangerous. Neighbors are complaining about people looting it in the middle of the night. So the solution, obviously, is just throw some boards on it. That's gonna fix the problem. We'll talk about that next on Monday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's not hurry with this or anything, but city inspectors have finally issued another official warning to the building owner of that Family Dollar that partially collapsed and killed a guy. Again, this was earlier this summer that this happened. It's been 3 months since we saw this happen. And since then, the place has been overrun with break-ins because the owner of the company has not done enough to secure it. They did initially, I guess initially after the collapse, he had some security out there. But once everything was a little bit cleaned up, they let the security go. And so people are taking advantage of it. So city inspectors also ordered and contractors completed an emergency board up of the property on Monday. But as Channel 9 points out, a neighbor said he saw someone ripping the boards off of the building on Monday evening. So that's effective. Why is there not an order to tear this building down?
What's quietly at the heart of this is that it's obvious we've decided that some neighborhoods are allowed to look like this. Some neighborhoods are allowed to have a store that is collapsing.
Can I make the argument that any neighborhood on Broadway with that kind of traffic and that kind of visibility is not, should not be one
of
them?
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. But I...
frankly, no neighborhood is okay,
no
right?
No neighborhood's but, not, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anywhere, but obviously we've decided that, well, you know, it's Kansas City. It's Broadway. I don't know. It's next to a bar. I have no idea. It was a Family Dollar. Maybe if this was a Target, they'd feel differently about it, but it's a Family Dollar. So if this collapse had happened in the entertainment district, would we still have rubble in the parking lot 3 months later?
If it had happened on Main Street where the streetcar is.
Right.
Absolutely no way.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely no way.
Absolutely not.
It also, I mean, so it doesn't make sense to me from a liability standpoint, because as you and I have talked about before, if somebody is injured there, is that on the city? If somebody, you know, goes through the rubble and falls, is that who's liable for that? They're wasting response times because firefighters responded twice to fire calls at the property last week. Fire calls at the property. And so we're wasting firefighter resources on this building. Channel 9 got a hold of a representative of the Arthur Fells Company, which owns the building. That person told Channel 9 he was not aware of the new emergency board up. Asked about his plans for the building, he said thank you and hung up.
Jeez.
Do we need... I have no idea what the process is in order to blight. Remember last week when I struggled with the word and I woke up in the middle of the night, remember what it was? Blight. Do we not have a speedy enough process to be able to declare this as a property that needs to be torn down? And if so, can we fix that? Because is this not a dangerous property right now?
It absolutely is. And I don't know why the city's sitting on their hands and just say, well, no, you need to board it. Board it up. It needs to be torn down.
And yeah, those boards were very effective at keeping people out.
By the way, if you watched Matt Fleener's thing on it last night on KNBC, it's not the most, I don't even know what you would expect from particle boards, but it's slapping a Band-Aid on an open wound that's gushing blood, and they just don't care. This is the Arthur Fells Company, obviously owns a building. They never got a permit to fix the destroyed support beam back in 2016. They're responsible for this, and nobody is holding them accountable.
So can you, I don't know what the city's options are, but can we start with forcing the property owner to have security there 24 hours a day? Can you have one security officer there 24 hours a day and make them pay for it? Don't make it city police.
Yeah.
Make it be private security. Can you force them to fence it and have, there are multiple security measures that should be able to go into place to keep people out of there. And then at some point take the property owner to court.
Yeah.
You know, and it's some, although how many properties do we have in Kansas City that are in complete disrepair that are just allowed to stay there?
But how many are on Broadway?
That's and commercial. I mean, to me, it being commercial and the sight of one death already should be enough to speed this along.
And it's also the Spider-Man meme of everybody pointing at each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is. This is what no accountability. And it's why I rail against it so much. no accountability and nobody in charge. This is what that looks like when the owner is able to shrug, you know, whatever. We're supposed to board it up. I didn't know. And the city goes, well, we cited them. And the fire department has to go and put out fires. The neighbors film thieves breaking into the place. The TV stations are doing follow-up stories. The building still just sits there because nobody is taking responsibility and nobody's holding anybody accountable for it. Everyone could just point at paperwork and say, well, that's, you know, we're waiting for that to go through. Or we did that. See, we cited them. We did that. But the reality is nothing has changed in 3 months since this building collapsed.
And I would ask, well, is it going to take a death to get something changed?
Somebody already died.
Already been one. Yeah, yeah. There's already been someone. There's already been one. And we've had multiple lawsuits already filed.
Yeah.
So if that's not enough to get something going on it, then I don't know what will be. And what is left there for anyone to steal? Because that was the question, was looting initially. How can there be anything left there for anyone to take?
I keep thinking about that too.
Except like, for the materials.
What are they going? Copper, I guess.
Copper, yeah. Or, I mean, lumber. Yeah. I mean, just, and how hard can it be, I say as if I know, but just for the owner of this company to hire a wrecking company and get the stuff out of there that collapsed. Just take that stuff out.
I mean, what are they waiting for? Is it they don't have the money to tear it down?
That's probably, I mean, why didn't they fix it in the first place when it was falling apart?
Because they're cheap.
I assume that's part of it. Then get rid of it. Then sell the property.
The again, going back to my first point on this, it's just a reminder that we'll allow this in some areas. It tells people who live nearby, we let you shop under a sagging roof that eventually collapsed and killed a man and injured several others. Remember, there was a lawsuit from a guy suing because he was helping people out from underneath the rubble and hurt himself doing it. We let you shop underneath that sagging roof for 9 years after a car took out a sword. It wasn't like it was something that just happened over time and wear and tear. A freaking car hit the building.
Yeah.
The support beam was sagging and we're just like, whatever. And now we're taking our sweet time cleaning it up after it killed someone. That sends a message. We don't care about you. We don't care about your safety. We didn't care in the first place. That's on you. Just you're seeing people go in there. Well, that's just what happens.
Again, I ask, what's it going to take? But I guarantee you it'll be cleaned up for the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness
I guess so.
We have the World Cup coming because that is kind of the deadline that's forcing everything to happen. What after the World Cup, there's no motivation to clean any of the stuff up.
Let's go to John and Casey real quick. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. What do you have to say about this, friend?
Well, I did asbestos removal for about 15 years, and we worked really close with demo contractors in Kansas City and Kansas City, Kansas. There's a dangerous buildings clause where if they deem a building to be unsafe, uninhabitable, but above and beyond, you know, a danger to maybe it's going to fall in the house next to it, or, you know, it has like electrical wires that are, you know, out there. They're going to cause a really hazard to people on and above just a dilapidated house.
Yeah.
And they move that to the top of the list. And we would get like a call from our demo contractor, and we had like 3 days to go out and remove the asbestos so they could knock it down ahead of time, and then all our paperwork and stuff where we had to wait times for stuff to get approved and take air samples and stuff, that would just go out the window because they needed it demolished immediately because it was basically a threat to the neighborhood it was in and the people, you know, society around it pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know how that hasn't already happened because the neighbors keep reporting people are going into this building again that
and
already
firefighters
collapsed.
Keep showing up.
And firefighters then have to risk their lives to go in and deal with the fires that are starting in the building. It's crazy.
They can call dangerous buildings. That's who, whoever's calling in and trying to report it or whatever you call Kansas City dangerous buildings. And that's the people that handle that.
Yeah.
There's
all right.
Special department.
John, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right.
I sit here flabbergasted. I don't, you're right. I don't know why. I know what you're saying about like it being acceptable in some neighborhoods, but Broadway.
I know Broadway's not exactly the slums.
But there's so much vehicle traffic and so much pedestrian traffic there. Yeah,
but they don't care about the people who live in the area. Because
they care about how it looks to people that are getting on the streetcar a block away. I mean, it's one block off Main.
I know.
You have people that are walking by there.
I just, you know, and I know if this is Power and Light, this wouldn't be happening.
Oh, it would have been gone.
If this was on Main Street, if this was one block over, it wouldn't be happening. They wouldn't have, if I guarantee if this had been on Main or in Power and Light, after that car hit the building in the first place, they would have done the proper inspections to make sure the building wasn't in the process of collapsing for 9 years.
You know, we have that $100 million deficit in Kansas City, Missouri. Is that, are we short on inspectors? Are we not getting the good plywood now? Did we switch to a cheaper version of particle board?
Yeah.
I just wonder, is it going to take another death?
I'll throw this question out to the audience. 913-586-7798, because I've been thinking about this as we've been talking about this. What should be a rule for a building that kills someone? When a building collapses and kills someone, should it be an automatic demo within a certain time? Should it automatically be torn down? Because obviously if it's that
fixed.
Should there be a specific time frame and give the owners 3 months to fix it? And if you don't fix it, if you don't get it rebuilt in that time, or if you're not at least working on it in that time and you don't have a set day that it's going to be finished, then it's getting torn down.
Yeah.
And you're losing that property. Is that the solution?
There should be a way, in answer to your question, yes, there should be like a metric or a line where you get to say, okay, now you have 2 weeks. But there should be, like, if there's a death involved, yeah. I get that it gets complicated on some other things, but if someone's been killed, especially in a case like this where there were so many calls beforehand to the property owner and to Family Dollar about this and to City Hall about this being dangerous before this all happened.
913-586-7798. We'll take your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
3 months after a 68-year-old gentleman was killed when the Family Dollar on Broadway partially collapsed, there have been months of looting, and fire department keeps getting called about fires there, and we've talked about it multiple times. Finally, city inspectors said, okay, it has to, emergency now, 3 months later, it has to be boarded up. The same day it was boarded up on Monday, people went in and tore off the boards and went in there, and the fire department was called again. We're just kind of scratching our heads about how this can continue to just sit there and be such a dangerous pile of rubble that it is.
I mean, the city inspectors have said the entire roof is compromised.
Yeah.
And that further collapse is likely. So why we're slow rolling the demolition of this place, I have no idea. And there's several people, and in fact, I'm being generous by saying that. Well, I'm being disingenuous by saying that. It's more like a half dozen to a dozen people on the text line have said, it's an active crime scene. They can't do anything.
No, it's not.
It is not an active crime scene.
Not anymore.
It was a crime scene, but it is not anymore. They went in, they inspected, they took pictures. Why they haven't prosecuted anybody yet, I have no idea, but they need to get on that.
Civil lawsuits have been filed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't meet whatever they need for criminal. But I mean, it was an active crime scene for a week.
Nothing that property management company has done since this collapse makes you think, oh, well, they seem innocent.
Yeah.
they don't seem like they're covering something up.
Many zeros on those lawsuits.
Yeah.
Many zeros.
Let's go to Jason in KCK, who actually had to climb on that building. Hey, Jason.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
it's
Jason.
Going well. So you work for, I'm not going to say the actual company, just, you know, to maintain any job integrity stuff that you might have. I don't want to get you in any trouble, but you work for a fiber company, an internet company. You were running fiber and you had to go across that roof?
Yes. So the utility lines go over the back of that roof, and I was running it to a nearby building, and to run my line, I had to crawl on. I actually had to put my ladder up on top of that roof and get it on top there. And the whole time I was up there, I was thinking of two separate things. I was thinking of, first off, is this roof going to collapse on me?
Oh, my God.
And second off, I was thinking, am I contaminating a crime scene while I'm doing this? So it is rickety, and, yeah, I was quaking in my boots the whole time. And think about it this way. I climb, you know, poles all the time, and I was scared of a roof.
But that scared you, yeah.
Jason, did your employer know about, I don't know exactly how this works, if, you know, if you plot those routes out ahead of time, you know where those lines are. But it's a genuine concern. Did your employer know ahead of time, and did you tell them and say, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this?
Well, they knew that they know the route of the lines. They didn't know that it was going over that building. Now, technically, I could have done this by, it's like a 150-foot, I don't know, it's a 100-foot long building. So throwing a line over is just not really
feasible,
possible. So the only way for me to do it was to climb on top of the building. So
how long have you been doing what you do?
About 4 years now.
4 years. Have you ever had an experience like that before where you've been climbing on a roof and been like, this thing's going to collapse and I'm going to die?
No, that one's the first one.
That's lovely. That's fantastic.
I'm upset that it's not more common, because at least that would explain why this is going on and we'd have an answer. But I'm relieved to hear that you're not constantly putting your life in danger going up on these stupid roofs, though.
Yeah, it's the poles that you got to worry about.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for your call.
Jason.
Really appreciate it. Be safe out there.
Yeah, be careful. Holy cow.
Thanks. 913-586-7798.
Yeah, people are pointing out, too, on the text line, and this is a valid point, that if a dog bites someone, that dog is put down after the first time, often. And it's just so quick because it's considered to be a dangerous dog. But a building that killed
somebody
and hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, prompts multiple lawsuits, just gets to stand there.
And I got to ask anybody living in that area, say they rebuild Family Dollar.
Which I guarantee you they won't.
They won't. But say they, because I don't know what's going to happen with that building, but say they put a Family Dollar back. You're going to go shopping there?
Here's my suspicion is that because it's in an area that is not, doesn't have a lot of other places to shop.
You're
my
just
guess
gonna
is
forced there. So gonna, where are they going now?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's another point on this. Yeah. The longer this takes, the longer it is that people who actually were relying on that Family Dollar don't have the groceries, don't have the necessities, toilet paper, tampons, all the other stuff that they might need, diapers that they were getting from the Family Dollar. Longer they don't have that.
They don't have SNAP money for it anyway. Anyway, well, sorry. Hey, didn't mean to throw that in there.
They're going
to
get half of their money. So
Maybe. Eventually. Possibly.
All right. Also from the text line. Scroll down too far. Sorry. As a firefighter, this is exactly the kind of place that gets us hurt. Vacant, unstable, people breaking in, and nobody in a hurry to fix it. But sure, slap on some plywood because that's not flammable.
Yeah, I mean, you are, like I said, firefighters were just called out twice. Yeah, particle board is the best. Just put plastic up there then.
Hey, people keep breaking into this place and catching it on fire. You know what would help? More kindling.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kathy in Wyandotte County. Hey, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
You're on the air.
Going once, going twice, gone. Okay. She was saying that city code should force them
with daily fines.
With daily fines. I mean, yeah.
Sure.
But again, the message that is being increasingly sent by the property management and by the city is we just don't care.
And at some point, I don't know the relationship between the city, the property owner, and Family Dollar, but at some point, can't you go after Family Dollar? You should be, like, if you're not getting anywhere with the property owner, at some point, why can't you go after the company that rents it? Because that's where the money is. Family Dollar has the money.
You know, you were asking about the city not having enough money to tear. You would tear this down and charge Arthur Fells Corporation for it, right?
Send them the bill for sure.
I mean, why should the city be footing that bill?
They should
tear
not.
Tear it down and then charge them. And then every day they're late on that payment, charge them 100% interest. Who cares?
And when Arthur Fells doesn't pay that bill, because they won't, because it's just a track record that leads us to think that they're not going to do that, then you sue them in civil court. And you try to get 50% of the money that you spent. And you, and then in the future, and this is where my brain starts to think about, like, what else does Arthur Fells own?
Yeah.
And start looking at the other properties that he has. Like, can we not let this guy buy commercial property again because he's got a bad track record with the city?
Yeah.
I looked that up.
Oh, you did, you?
There wasn't a number, but on their, like, website, on their LinkedIn page, they do talk about owning other properties in the Kansas City area.
Lovely.
And I hate to bring this up, but is this one of those, the cost of doing business type deals? Where it's like, as a company, I'm going to buy a property, and I'm not going to do anything to that property. I'm not going to improve it, make it safe, until it literally collapses. Yeah. And then I know eventually somebody else will take care of it, so who cares?
Possibly, yes. And I'm sure they're also thinking, I'm going to wait until they drag me to civil court, in which case I won't have to pay the whole thing. We'll settle for half. Yeah, I bet you're not wrong.
So here's some properties that they own. Valentine Apartments in Midtown, Mayfair Hotel, Park South Apartments, not South Park, but Park South Apartments, and other KC and out-of-town buildings. That's just based on reporting around this collapse of the Family Dollar. So
Mayfair Hotel, Kansas City?
Yeah.
I don't even see something that's called that.
Mayfair Hotel and Apartments. It's older Midtown. I don't know.
It scares me that company owns apartments.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That scares me.
That did not make me feel any better.
No, it wouldn't. If I rent from, and again, and this is, gets us into a much bigger conversation, but just sometimes you rent what you can afford. And the thing that you can afford sometimes is the property owner who doesn't respond and doesn't fix things. And I if I were a city inspector, I'd just be curious about the status of those buildings.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, what was that apartment complex that got deemed unfit for humans because of the giant pothole that appeared in the in the parking lot?
Yeah.
And then they did inspections on the inside of the building and they're like, well, that's basically the same quality.
Right.
So it's not like this isn't a thing that's happening in Kansas City.
I'm so uplifted.
It's fun.
Sounds so great.
I'll end this on one more depressing note. We have a zombie building just like that in my neighborhood. This is from 3257, who says, once it sits long enough, it becomes normal. That is the scary part.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
You stop being shocked that no one fixed it. Well, the good news is, again, the World Cup is coming next year. So something's going to happen because the building is downtown. So that's.
But the city doesn't have any money. We're down $100 million, and the police department wants another $50 million.
The only thing I can think of why they can't tear it down is because it's attached to another building. It's because it's attached to the bar.
But there's a way to
cut that
building away.
There's
got to
be a way to do it.
Yeah.
Something like this happened in Liberty a few years ago on the historic square. There was a collapse of a building, and it was on the historic square. So they're all brick buildings attached to each other. And they were able to remove that building, and everybody else attached to it was able to stay in business.
All right.
So
okay, yeah.
All right.
Do that.
Coming up, if you are somebody who has trouble getting your blood sugar under control, stop doing cardio and start doing this.
Is this good news?
Yeah, it's kind of good news. Okay. It's actually very cute news. I'll tell you why it's cute news coming up.
So if you're looking for a way to control your blood sugar a little better, skip the run. Mm-hmm. Start lifting weights instead.
Yeah, according to a study that they did using mice, which
obese mice. How did the mice get obese?
Lifting weights showed better blood sugar control than mice that ran on wheels, despite not building extra muscle or improving cardiovascular fitness. Weightlifting more effectively reduced dangerous visceral fat around organs, while running uniquely increased calorie burning brown fat.
How did the mice lift weights? I have so many questions about the way this study was done.
It was one mouse spotting another mouse on a bench.
Yeah. How?
Come on, you can do it. Come on, just one more. Give me one more. Come on,
man. Oh, my God.
You can do it.
I want to know so much more about this.
And also, the running mice, are they like, I don't know why I'm imagining a mouse Peloton type of thing.
Oh, no, it's on a little wheel.
It's on a wheel, but there's got to be some kind of, you know, way to influence them more.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to lift like a mouse,
I
to lose weight, that's actually it's not even necessarily effective at losing weight necessarily. It's losing the right kind of fat that you're losing, which makes sense. And I think for a lot of people too, it's good news because running and cardio is boring.
We have to talk more about this after because we're out of time. Okay. Because they developed a novel weightlifting system.
For the mice?
For the mice. They taught mice to squat. Oh, there's so much detail in this.
Oh, my God. Who has the best job in the world?
Oh, my God.
Whoever these scientists were. We'll talk about that some more. Right? Coming up on Midday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.